stop with all this crap, right? And it's just like, I know those comments are coming from a position of loss. They're coming from a position of darkness. There's some trauma. There's some hurts in their life that hasn't been repaired, or they've been hurt by God. Because I talk about God and they've been hurt, they believe they've been hurt by God, but I believe God is sovereign, right? Like, he knows everything that's happening. And there's people that are hurt by him or believe God is punishing them, so they want to lash out against anyone that speaks of him. So when I talk about be careful which words have weight in your life, right? When you get random comments, when people try to speak into your life, like, does their life represent the things that you want to represent and that you are after, right? Do they know you and do you know them, right? Are they somebody that's in the Word of God? Like, are they in alignment with the Word of God? And number three, are they getting that time with God, right? Because if they're doing all three of those things and they speak a word onto your life, and it's my wife or it's a mentor and they speak a word to me, I'm going to listen to that. But if somebody else speaks a word to me that might be negative or that might be coming from a place of lack, there's a lot of people that come from places of lack and not of abundance, that they want to doubt you because your dreams are too big, or they want to doubt you, or they want to say something to you. Is that really going to work? Oh, have you really thought that through? Like, yes, I have. I have sought God on this, and I really don't need your approval, right? There's a difference between advice and wisdom. Advice, I believe everybody can give. I think everybody has something to give in this world. You can respect everybody, and you can give everybody dignity, right? You can show everybody dignity in this life. I truly believe that. Like, I can learn something from people who have negative comments about me. They've learned something in the world of life that I can learn from. Absolutely. But not everybody can give wisdom. Wisdom is paid for by time in the Word and by time with God. So the things that you're trying to decipher that come onto you, the spiritual or the attacks that come onto you, or the words that people speak about you, okay, are these words coming from a position of, hey, this is some truth that needs to be spoken to you? Or is it just out of darkness? And is it just out of their own hole in their heart? Is it just out of the lack that they're feeling? Is it just out of the insecurity that they have? Is it just out of the old wounds that haven't been healed? So remember, do the words even have weight? That's what I would ask you. Do the words have weight? And if they don't, I see those words, it might affect me for a few seconds, but then I remember, nah, that's not what God says about me. That's not what his word says about me. That's not what my wife says, and that's not what mentors say about me. So I know that, hey, that's not even true. That's coming from a position of they've got their own stuff going on in their life that they're expressing outwardly. They haven't dealt with inward trauma, so they're going to express it outwardly in their behavior onto other people. So that's what I got for you. Be careful the words that you listen to, and listen to the ones that have weight, like God, your mentors, and the people that are really close to you. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Planted, Not Buried podcast. Remember, you're here on this earth for a reason. You've been planted for a season, and it's time to grow into all you're supposed to become. Please partner with me in planting this message of hope all over the world. It starts with just sowing one seed and sowing one episode into somebody else's life that could literally change them forever, not because of me and my power, but because of what God is going to speak through me and how he's going to use you to distribute his messages. And here's just a few ways that we can plant this message into other people. Number one, just subscribe to the podcast. I'm going to be dropping frequent, power-packed messages designed to uplift a 5-star review, and just share this podcast with somebody else. You're hearing it for a reason. Pour it out to somebody else that you know that needs it. Pray about it, think about it, and share it with them via text, or just take a screenshot and post it to your Instagram or Facebook story. And I'll always do my best to give you a shout out or repost. And with your help, you guys, together, we can keep plowing for a more purposeful tomorrow. If you want to get connected with me further, or have me come out and speak to your school, speak to your organization or team, just go to lancedonville.com and fill out.